All right, Tink, you just been announced captain. Is this your first time being a captain in the NFL?
This is my first time being a captain in anything.
What about in life?
No, man, I'm just saying, in life and everything, man. So it is, I mean, it's an honor, dude. It really is. It's one of the coolest things that I think has ever happened to me.
So how you feel about your teammates nominating you to have that position, have that role?
I mean, that's the coolest part about it is that, you know, this being my fourth year, I really wanted to, you know, kind of be more of a leader on special teams. And I think this just kind of, you know, affirms it that, you know, I am a leader on special teams. And, yeah, the fact that, you know, the players voted for it, it makes it really cool. It's something that I think is really special, and it's a huge honor.
All right, let's explain to the people something that a lot of people don't understand. When you see missed kicks, we only see the kick being missed. We always blame it on the kicker.
Yeah.
But you always bring up other stuff that nobody even sees or hears about, like laces in, laces out, the snap, the hold. Can you elaborate on that, like ways to miss a kick that is always not the kick of fire?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it. First off, you want the op time to be under 1.3 seconds. And the snap, it all starts with the snap, and Brad, our holder, he gets down here and he wants to snap about right here, so you can just catch it and put it down right over the spot. The laces are expected to be out. It's about 3.5 rotations. And then Jason's got to hit a good ball.
All right, we're going to give the people some insight on where you located in the locker room. You in the hood, which the D-line area, we call that the hood, because there's a lot that go on down there. That's, explain the conversations, the attitudes, and just the overall feeling of being in that side of the locker room.
I love it. I really do love it.
It's your first chance to get a look at a real hood, Dwayne.
Man,
you know you're from the suburbs.
Man, in middle school, I was the only white kid on my basketball team.
Oh,
I don't think I've
God.
Ever told you that. But I do have a picture to prove it. I'll show you the picture. But I love coming to work every day and making fun of y'all and y'all making fun of me. It's it's definitely a great experience. And I think that it's, I don't know, all you hear about, you know, the old school NFL and then, like, the new NFL, I feel like the D-line is, you know, the last old part of the NFL left. And I really feel like I get to be a part of it, and I think you do a good job of including me in that, so I appreciate it.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming to the Gold Room.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, brother.
Good to be here, man.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.